Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
And we're back into the second hour on the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams filling in for Alex today. Alex returns tomorrow. And you know, one of the great things about what's happening right now is we really have to thank Obama, and we've got to thank Senator Feinstein from California. We got to thank all of these gun grabbers for overreaching, vastly overreaching. They have made a tactical error. They have awakened tens of millions of people to the reality that we are under siege by an illegitimate, unconstitutional, and perhaps even a criminal government. And this is going to work in our favor, and by us, I mean patriots, I mean people who actually believe in America, who believe in the founding fathers and the principles upon which we were founded. So they've overreached, and Bill Clinton warned about that just recently. This is an article out of Politico, January 19. Bill Clinton says to Democrats, don't trivialize the gun culture. A lot of these people, he's talking about people who advocate gun firearms ownership, private firearms ownership. A lot of these people live in a world very different from the world lived in by the people proposing these things. He means gun control measures. I know because I come from this world. Yeah, Arkansas. There is a big gun culture in Arkansas. There is, in fact, gun culture isn't even the right word. It's a culture of liberty and self-reliance. That's really what it is. So Max Velocity continues with us in this segment. He's our guest, the author of Patriot Dawn. And Max, I'd like your comments on Bill Clinton's quote there about not trivializing the gun culture. But first, please give out your website address so people can find you.
Yeah, sure. It's maxvelocitytactical.com. Max Velocity Tactical.
Okay, maxvelocitytactical.com. And I see that forwards to a Blogspot page. So very good.
Link to the blog on there as well.
All right. Not a lot of info on there yet, but I'm sure you'll continue to post. But there are some pictures of you in action. What is that? Is that a Pull auto rifle there?
I think, yeah. I'm not sure what you're referring to, but there's, yeah, picture of me with a saw.
Yeah, that's pretty heavy-duty firepower you got there, dude.
That's right.
is that what you have in your house now?
I wish, but no.
Yeah, those full auto, kind of pricey to get those these days.
Yeah.
Not too many private citizens with a saw, right?
No.
Hammers, that's a totally different story, but not saws. Okay, only gun owners will get that joke, but go ahead, sir, with your comments.
On the Bill Clinton thing about waking the gun owners.
Yes, what do you think? What do you think about that?
Well, multiple thoughts, because, yes, I think maybe in their arrogance, people like Feinstein have overreached. But what worries me is, I mean, we were just talking before about how military could be kind of persuaded to be used domestically against so-called domestic terrorists who might just be preppers or gun owners or whatever it is. You know, you have those pronouncements that people having waterproof ammunition and more than 7 days of food could be like domestic terrorists and ridiculous things like that. What worries me is at what point people are going to kind of stand up. By which I expressly mean not do anything violent. In fact, that's one of the dangers, is that there might be some kind of false flag thing which is put onto, you know, this could be how it begins. They've blown up somewhere or they've shot someone, and these are the right-wing extremist terrorists, and
right
now we've got to clamp down.
Yeah, well, that's where we're fully expecting that to happen. In fact, I'd put money on that happening. I'm sure they're working on it.
But yeah, and what I really mean is, you know, when are people really going to just stand up, you know, like civil protest? Because what worries me, you see enough already of these SWAT no-knock raids, supposedly against the wrong addresses, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, if they just start to take people down, isolated people in different houses or little compounds or whatever, whoever they decide to see as the new threat, you know, you get the kind of Waco, was it Ruby Ridge? Sorry, I forget the name.
Yeah, Ruby Ridge.
Ruby Ridge. You know, you get those kind of situations which are appalling.
Well, Max, we got to let you go. We got to go to break, but thanks for joining us today. The website is maxvelocitytactical.com. If you want to learn more, the book is Patriot Dawn, available everywhere now. Thanks for joining us, Max.
Okay.
All right, we'll be right back after this break. Stay with us here on the Alex Jones.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us today on Monday, January 21st, 2013. This is the Alex Jones Show, and I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com, filling in for Alex today. Alex will be back in this chair tomorrow to continue with his comments. I can only imagine what he's going to have to say about today's pompous inauguration of the King Obama and everything else that's going on these days. But we're going to go through more news, and then at the bottom of this hour, we've got Sheriff Denny Pyman from Kentucky, who is going to be joining us as a guest with an update on his thoughts on the Second Amendment, the Founding Fathers, and what's really happening to America. In the meantime, we're going to go over some news, and I'd like to take some calls in the second half of this hour. So if you're interested in calling, it's 1-800-259-9231. You know, just making sure that's it. 1-800-259-9231. Call anytime in the next 30 minutes or so, and then we will start taking your calls about the Second Amendment, or especially if you have a call for Sheriff Denny Pyman. Now, I was just thinking during the break there, how is it that these operatives in the Obama administration and in Congress, how do they think that they're not going to face their own sort of Nuremberg trial at some point? I mean, really? Do they? Because look, All they've done is they've activated the Bill of Rights resistance to tyranny that was part of the DNA of America. They've activated the DNA of America. They've activated the culture of independence and freedom and liberty, and they've grossly miscalculated. Bill Clinton just pointed that out. I read that in the last break. Bill Clinton says to Democrats, don't trivialize gun culture. Basically, he says you're not going to make any headway by just dismissing the pro-gun arguments. He says the issue of guns has special emotional resonance in many rural states. It's not just emotional resonance. It's survival, people. You live on a farm. You live on a ranch. If you don't have a rifle, if you don't have a hunting gun, if you don't have a shotgun, you can't succeed in farming. Believe me. I know that because I live on a ranch. And many times that I grab a shotgun and rush outside and have to take care of something to protect our animals, or to investigate a strange noise from a wild animal or a strange sound or whatever. Many times you do that. And if you're a farmer, you need a varmint rifle. You might need a hunting rifle, a high-powered hunting rifle with like 1/2 MOA accuracy, something like that, to really reach out and long-range accuracy. But how do these people in the Obama administration actually think, and all these people on CNN that are advocating the destruction of the Constitution, the destruction of the Bill of Rights, do they not realize that they are admitting their guilt as traitors to America? Do they not realize that? They have no view of history. They have no understanding that they've just admitted total guilt. And I tell you what, it's on. And if the communists don't win, if they don't take over the entire nation, they're all going to face trial. All right, I'm just putting that out there. They're going to face trial, and may God have mercy on their souls, because I'm not so sure that the citizenry will have mercy on them. I'm always an advocate of nonviolence. I think people should have a fair trial. I think we stick to the Bill of Rights. We stick to due process. We give them what they would deny us, which is a jury of their peers and due process. See, they would deny us the very things that we would grant them because we are the ones who occupy the moral high ground. We are in the right. We have the philosophy, the ideals upon which this nation was founded. We would grant them a jury trial. We would grant them the right to remain silent. We would not try to take away their rights, even though they try to take away ours. And that's why we will be victorious, because they will alienate the population. If they try to conduct gun confiscation raids, even by calling gun owners terrorists, it won't take very long before those military bases find out that all their supplies are cut off because they depend on the goodwill of the citizenry to give them food and water and safe passage to and from the base to their homes. As Paul Howe said in a recent piece that we talked about here last week or week and a half ago, it wouldn't take long before any military personnel based in America who engage in gun confiscation and the murder of American citizens, it wouldn't take long before their homes and their families were identified by resistance groups, and they would start taking casualties. So you're either with the Republic or you're toast. I mean, to put it in simple slang, you're either with the Republic or you're toast. That's the bottom line. And let me tell you something. I'm with the Republic. All right. No matter what, I'm with the Republic. You can count on that. And I want you to know, all of you listening out there, I very much appreciate you. I feel a closeness to you and to your passion and to your mission right now. And I will do whatever it takes to speak up for freedom, for justice, for this republic, to publish stories, to help out here at Infowars.com when I can. You know I'm here as a volunteer. You know I'm never paid to be here. You know, so much for Obama's excuse that people are ginning up fear to try to make revenues for themselves. You know, I'm getting paid zero to be here. I'm here because I'm a patriot. I'm a patriot, and I believe in this republic, and I believe we're going to win back this republic, and I hope we can do it through the Constitution. I hope we can do it without violence. I hope we can do it with no suffering. That's my prayer out there. Let America be saved. Let the Republic be restored with no loss of life, with no bloodshed, with no suffering of innocent people. That's what it's going to take. And I'm going to be here to help make that happen, no matter what. All right? I just want you to know that. And I know a lot of you don't know me. I grew up, I played football 1 year in high school. I ran track 4 years, competitive athlete, very high academic scores. Went into engineering school, ended up with a degree in technical writing, wrote software documentation, founded a software company, became a business innovator, and ended up creating a multi-million dollar software firm that sold software to 25% of the Fortune 500, and found liberty and the need for liberty in the 1990s. On the tail end of the Clinton administration, my eyes began to be opened to the reality of what was happening in our world. And I got to say, I was in college. I actually believed a lot of the liberal stuff. I was indoctrinated by the public education system. I was suckered into the Clinton charisma, and I think a lot of people are suckered into the Obama charisma with the same thinking today. I had to find liberty myself. I had to read and study and learn and become a defender of liberty and teach myself history that the public schools wouldn't teach me. So I didn't have the benefit of homeschooling. I didn't have the benefit of private schooling. I was a public school educated, you know, typical Midwest student, and had to come out of that. Anyway, enough about me. I just wanted to give you a little background so you know where I'm coming from. I come from the Midwest, and I had to find liberty on my own. Let's get to the other news. A kindergartner has been suspended for bubblegum terrorism. So this kindergartner pointed, a five-year-old girl pointed a bubblegum gun at a fellow student, a Hello Kitty bubble blower, and was then suspended. There you go. I also wrote a piece last night about Nerf guns. Apparently, oh my God, you can buy on Amazon.com a full auto Nerf assault rifle that has 18-round magazines. I mean, high-capacity clips. It comes with three of them. 18-round magazines. And it's full auto, man. I mean, full auto Nerf guns, and they don't even have background checks required. How dare Amazon sell full auto Nerf assault rifles to children? It's advertised to children, 8-year-olds. No background checks. No fingerprinting. I can't believe it. I propose that we have a new federal law that is called the Nerf Control Act of 2013. And what we have to do is limit all full auto Nerf guns to no more than 7 rounds of ammo per magazine to be in compliance with New York. And even if you have an 18-round Nerf magazine, you can only load 7 Nerf bullets into it. Otherwise, you're a terrorist, and you'll be suspended from your school, or they'll make you wear an RFID chip like they do in San Antonio. How wonderful is that? Nerf assault rifles. Yep, soon our little kids will be arrested as terrorists for toting Nerf guns. All right, Time Warner has banned gun ads, continues to produce movies full of gun violence. This is a story by Paul Joseph Watson up on Infowars.com right now. Time Warner bans gun ads. Any ad that shows a gun pointed at another person, they're banning it. But, of course, they're going to keep producing movies that show the total hypocrisy of all the Hollywood celebrities who've been calling for gun control, who, meanwhile, star in all of these roles of pure blood and gore, shooting people, blowing their bodies apart on screen with massive splotches of blood striking the camera and dripping down the lens. They love that, but they want to ban ads now that depict guns pointed at people. All right, we've got this from PrisonPlanet.com. Actually, it's from Lou Rockwell blog. We've got a cartoon, a weapon guide for the uninformed. It's called Guns and Obama for Dummies. And it shows how many people are killed each year by these various objects. It shows an AR-15 rifle, mass shootings, 18. And then it shows a car remote with a key on it, auto accidents, 32,885 deaths. It shows a rifle, 453 deaths. And then it shows a bottle of whiskey, drunk driving, 10,839 deaths. It shows a blunt object, hammer, 674 deaths, knives, 1,817 deaths, hands, feet, and fists, 869 deaths. Oh, my goodness. It looks like we should ban Jack Daniels, automobiles, hammers, knives, and fists. Yes, you must all be amputated to conform with the new weapons control legislation in Washington, which is also great because you won't be able to post on Facebook. All right. Stay with us. We'll be back with a lot more straight ahead. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hey there, Frank Bates here. Have you heard about the weird device that could wipe out 280 million Americans? This is really scary stuff. Defense experts warn that this odd device poses the gravest threat we've ever known. In fact, just a few weeks ago, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post warning about this deadly threat. I can't believe that more people aren't talking about this. It may be because the liberals and the government are trying to cover it up. That's why my friend just created a free video at WeirdDevice.com that exposes this threat and blows the doors off the conspiracy. Go watch the shocking video at WeirdDevice.com right now to discover exactly what it is, plus discover the number one way you and your family can survive this deadly attack. I'm not sure how long this video will be online, so go to WeirdDevice.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's WeirdDevice.com.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, we're back. It's the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com. Mike Adams here filling in for Alex today. We've just become aware of a new law being debated in the Senate, SB 124. It turns parents into criminals if they fail to report to the school that they own a firearm. So let me just run this down for you. A parent has a child that goes to the school. If the parent owns a firearm, that parent must notify the school district that the parent owns a firearm within 30 days of enrolling the child in the school. Otherwise, they become a criminal. The written notification needs to include the names of the parent and any child attending the school and the fact that the parent owns a firearm. So, of course, they're trying to create another database, and they're going to discriminate against your child in the school. So you're bad. Your mommy or your daddy owns a gun. You're bad. You're evil. And they're probably going to then force that child into psychiatric care and then use the psychiatric diagnosis as a justification to take away your right to own a firearm. So you see how this works? It's all a catch-22 little scam. Now, how is this going to stop a kid like Adam Lanza from killing his parent and stealing her guns? Think about that. I guess they're going to have to charge the dead mother of Adam Lanza with a felony because it's her fault. It's her fault that her son allegedly killed her and took her guns. It's her fault. I mean, if your child kills you and steals your guns, it's your fault. They're going to dig up your grave. They're going to dig up your body. They're going to throw you in handcuffs and charge you with another felony crime and probably have you as a guest with Piers Morgan. Just have a corpse right there talking to Piers Morgan. Just a corpse. Piers Morgan would say to the corpse, "How dare you be a corpse?" I mean, it's just like zombie time, total zombification of America. But that law, SB 124, is I don't think it's on the floor of the Senate yet, but it was sponsored by Chappelle and Nadal. I don't know how you pronounce that. Those are the co-sponsors. There you go, SB 124. Now you have to alert the school if you own a firearm and if you have a child in school. So one more reason to homeschool, folks, as if we needed more. We've got a guest coming up here in just a few minutes. We've got Sheriff Denny Pyman. He is the outspoken sheriff who is now famous for his YouTube video talking about the importance of the Founding Fathers and what they would want to see happen in America today, which is the restoration of the Republic and the rights of the people uninfringed. So we'll have that sheriff on the show here in just a few minutes. Here's a quote from Bill Clinton. This was mentioned last week by Aaron Dykes in a video. Bill Clinton said, and I'm not sure what year this is, quote, "When we got organized as a country and we wrote a fairly radical constitution with a radical Bill of Rights, giving a radical amount of individual freedom to Americans," this is Bill Clinton again, "it was assumed that the Americans who had that freedom would use it responsibly. There's a lot of irresponsibility now, and so a lot of people say there's too much freedom." Wow. Well, wait a minute, Mr. Clinton. When we, the people, granted power to the government to have limited powers to run a few small things in the nation, we assumed that the limited government would use those limited powers responsibly. But it didn't. It became irresponsible. It became oppressive. It became a regime. It bypassed the will of the people and has become a monster that is on the verge of committing genocide. So, to quote Bill Clinton, that's a lot of irresponsibility. And so a lot of people say there's too much government. And when government is abusing our freedoms, you have to move to limit it. That's the flip side of Bill Clinton's quote. You see, Bill Clinton was saying that, oh my God, there's too much freedom. There's too much. There's freedom everywhere. Freedom is flowing around. It's out of control. There's so much liberty. It's just totally out of control. What are we going to do? We're going to have to limit the freedom, he says. But wait a minute. The answer is government's out of control. It's too much government invading every little area of our lives. How much water you can flush in your toilet. How big your soda can be in New York. Now you got to register your guns if you have a kid in school, if this bill passes. I mean, the government is intruding in every area of our lives. I wouldn't be surprised if New York Mayor Governor Cuomo passed a law that said you can only use 2.5 square sheets of toilet paper every time you use a restroom in New York. 2.5 sheets. And they would require toilet paper manufacturers to put extra perforations at the half sheet mark so that you could tear off exactly 2.5 sheets without leaving a frayed edge, which is not acceptable to the mafia running the New York State government. 2.5 sheets of toilet paper is actually, that's what the Cuomo administration is probably worth after they're used. We'll be right back straight ahead. This is the Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on.
We've got Sheriff Denny Pyman joining us now in this segment and taking some of your calls. So thank you for calling in, Joe, Rick, Pat, Austin, and others. And Sheriff Denny Pyman, of course, is the sheriff of Jackson County, Kentucky, who made an emotional speech to his constituents that was posted on YouTube talking about the importance of honoring what our founding fathers fought for and the liberty they gave us and then the moral responsibility that we have to protect those freedoms for future generations. And Sheriff Pyman, I want to welcome you back to the Alex Jones Show.
Thank you very much. Just my pleasure to be here.
Well, it's great to have you back on, sir. Things are moving rapidly. But I first want to ask you, what has been the reaction so far to your appearance last week on the Alex Jones Show, as well as your YouTube video? What are you hearing from people?
Well, it's been it's all been very pro what we're trying to keep here. It's been there's been no negative calls whatsoever. What I'm getting from people mostly is that they're ready to dig in. They're ready to stand their ground, and that's been really exciting to see that there's still people that are willing to step up and to stand in the gap, even for the people that choose not to. The people that choose to are still standing in the gap, not only for their freedoms, but for the freedoms of the people that obviously don't understand what's happening right now.
So have you had a meeting with your deputies then where it's very clear to everybody that you're standing your ground, you're not going to disarm constituents in your county and so on? Is it clear to everybody now where you and your office stands?
Yes, it's very clear. And the support that's come back from the community has just been great. Sometimes when you make a stance like that, you step out. I mean, I didn't ask anybody about it. I didn't ask for a poll. I didn't ask for the favor if it's going to be good or bad. I just went by my heart and the commitment that I made when I took an oath and the way I was raised and the things that I was taught in my home by my parents. There was just no other response to have is that, no, it's just not going to happen here.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're exactly right. This isn't up to a poll. That's the whole point of the Bill of Rights, is that these things in the Bill of Rights are not subject to debate. They're not subject to popular movements. You always have a First Amendment. You always have a Second Amendment and so on. They cannot be taken away from you no matter how unpopular they may become in any particular moment in history. So you did the right thing. You followed your oath.
Exactly. And that's what I think people are looking for. I think a lot of people are still, what's politically correct and what's, going to get me reelected. Or, they have their own little hidden agendas as to their safe being. But with me, it was just the commitment that I had made and the issues that I count to be important to me and to my family and the people around me. And that's a very big commitment, is to, uphold what has been given and handed down to us and the price that others have paid that we might just even, have these opportunities.
Absolutely. And also just from a practical, perhaps even a tactical viewpoint, if your population there, your constituents, if they were forcibly disarmed from some other method, or if they turned in all their guns for some reason, which I know they wouldn't do, but wouldn't that put you and your deputies in grave danger responding to 911 calls? Because now you're going to situations where you don't have any help of firepower from the citizens.
Exactly. I talk with citizens every day, and I've talked with citizens today. One that had just come in, and I've known this man to carry a gun for the last 15 years. Every day that I've been around him, I've never seen it. I've never seen his gun, but I know every day that he has. When I asked him if he had his weapon with him, and he said yes, he did. And if I'm out in a remote area, and my closest backup is maybe 30 minutes away, and I'm in a bad situation, I sure would like to see a citizen like that show up.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I should be hanging myself out to disarm him,
Yeah, that would be crazy. Have you ever, or have any of your discussions gone into the area of, let's say, a possible financial collapse followed by civil unrest, and then how your county might protect your community with the help of armed citizens? Has that ever entered your discussions at all?
Not so much like in open discussions in a meeting or anything like that, but just in coffee room talk.
Yeah.
What people are saying, what they're going to do. And, you have a lot of people that, do the home storage. They get the food, they get the water, and they've been real good too, but they're pacifist type people.
Yeah.
And, I understand that. I respect their beliefs, but I also know that that's the first place that they're going to hit because they know there is no resistance there.
Right.
And so is that really fair to their family who they have, said they're going to provide for the next year while we go through these situations, these problems, and to have somebody else march in and take this stuff out of their home and leave them with nothing?
Well, there was a comedian, I think it was Gaffigan who said this. He said, if you store up a bunch of food and you don't have a gun, all you've done is stored supplies for the biggest bully on the block.
Exactly.
not such a good strategy. Are you open to taking a few calls?
Sure.
Because I would like to take some calls, live calls here, and we've got one guest, Rick from New Mexico. I'd like to go to Rick first, please, who is says he's got a question for the sheriff. So, Rick from New Mexico, you're on the air with Sheriff Pyman. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Doing great, sir. How about you?
good. I just wanted to tell you something, and then I want to ask the sheriff a question.
All right.
You just talked about that homeschooling, and we homeschool about the school thing. You know how corrupt the schools are.
Yeah.
We homeschool, and we didn't have our kid vaccinated. My wife's never worked a day out of the home. You know, and, you know, there's times when it gets really stressful with the money, but then, you know, when you hear things like that, you're doing the right thing.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? By protecting your kids.
I'm a big advocate of homeschooling.
Pardon?
I said we need more homeschoolers, but go ahead with your question for the sheriff, please.
Okay. I wanted to know if you're familiar with the Oathtakers. Are you part of that, or?
I've learned more about them. No, I'm not an Oathtaker other than...
Oathkeeper.
Oathkeeper, other than, you know, just from what I've heard about it, but I take any oath that I say, it's a promise. It's very important to me.
Well, it's sworn. Go ahead, caller.
Sorry. I'm an over-the-road truck driver, and, you know, I get called into the chicken coop or pulled over by the state patrol, and it's very surprising because I, you know, things I learned from Alex, I'll sit and question him when I'm sitting in the car and ask him questions about the ammunition at the Homeland Security. And these people are very much against Obama, I mean, for the most part, and all the things that he's doing. So, I mean, that's good news, I guess.
Well, yeah, your comments on that, Sheriff.
Well, from what I've thought, the calls that I've had from officers, I've had from military people, I've had from, I mean, everybody that you can imagine, but a lot of the officers and military people are saying when it comes right down to that, with them having to come into my county and do that, they said they won't do it.
Yeah, very, very good. Well, thank you for your call, Rick. That was some good questions. Sheriff, I'm curious, have you had any conversations at all with your senator, Rand Paul?
Yeah. I've talked with him, and I've talked with his people, and we've had quite a few conversations already. So it's been there's a lot of support there.
Anything that's okay to share on the air about? I mean, Rand Paul has been very public about, you know, Obama being a king and how he's going to lead a resistance in the Congress against unconstitutional executive orders, for example. Is there anything in those conversations that is okay to share with us publicly?
Well, just that we have the same beliefs and we have the same thing at heart. The thing is that at heart is the Constitution, and by serving the people that have put us in these positions, that's the only thing we can do. And the position that he takes is being supported by everybody here.
Yeah.
And I've had no opposition other than just the high regards for Rand and all that he is doing and all the people here that support him.
Have you spoken with Sheriff Mack?
Yes, I have.
Good, good.
Yes, I have.
It is people like you, Sheriff Pyman, who are the key to victory of restoring the public in America, and I'm sure you realize that.
But it's really kind of sad in some ways because I've had some people come up and say, oh, you know, you're really a hero. And what it is, it's not being a hero. It's a responsibility of all Americans.
Absolutely.
And it's something that should have never got to this point in the first place.
Well, that's what I said in the last hour, and I know this is going to be controversial, but I said people who openly attack the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, who are saying we should eliminate it, they are enemies of America, and we should deport them and strip them of their citizenship, as far as I'm concerned.
That I'm sure would take him right in.
Yeah, well, you know, Kim Jong-un needs some additional servants in his gulag, so I'm sure a lot of those folks will be happy there. Let's go to another caller, Joe in Pennsylvania, with comments on the Second Amendment. Joe, you're on the air with Alex Jones Show and Sheriff Pyman. Go ahead, sir.
How you doing, guys?
Doing good.
First of all, I want to thank you, Sheriff, for what you're doing. You know, we need more public people to come out in public like you are, because I'm sure, you know, a lot of them are, you know, thinking the same thing, but I think they need to go more public. But one thing I've noticed on YouTube, I think they're suppressing counts on things because there's, like, tons of people that are, you know, they got these comments about the guns. And
oh, they systematically do that, yes. Yes, Joe.
And it's disheartening. And also, like on Facebook, you make comments like this, and people, they just don't care. They just care about cookies and football and all that other stuff. But I wanted to share something with you guys. I'm sure you've seen it before, but if not, I found an interesting video on YouTube. It was published on December 15th of 2012, Australia bans guns. Crime rate soars.
Sure.
And they, if you didn't see it, it just shows how they're chopping up the guns and the people. The guy said, "If I have to keep it locked here. It can't be loaded."
Well, let's direct that to Sheriff Pyman. Thank you for your call, Joe. But what would happen in your county, Jackson County, Kentucky, if everyone were disarmed? What would happen to the crime rate there, in your view?
It'd just go out the roof. I mean, we'd have people coming from everywhere just to steal from here.
Yeah. You know? Well, hey, Sheriff? Why don't you just, I got the solution for you. You put a big sign on the road that comes into your county, and the sign says gun-free zone. Then you'd be protected, right?
Oh, I'm sure, absolutely. Every good citizen would probably stop there, and if they did have a gun, rather than enter, they'd probably turn around and leave and would not enter that zone if they were, you know, just a good citizen that went by that.
But, of course, part of the problem is some of these criminals can't read because they're illiterate. So they can't even read gun-free zone. So that's why, if they can read it, it would work. Then they would just turn their guns in at the border, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, the biggest problem with this whole gun thing is everybody's, I don't know what's happened to people's common sense, you know?
You and me both, brother.
I mean, they're talking stuff that, it's just... I would be ashamed to even have that come out of my mouth, you know?
Well, it's this magical thinking. They think, for example, this is mostly from people who are not familiar with firearms. They think that a rifle will leap out of the trunk of a car, it will load itself, it will turn its own safety off, and it will engage in rapid fire as its own animated metallic object without any human being operating it. That's what they literally believe.
Well, we tried to, you know, so we have something to back that up, that theory up. We took a gun and we placed it in a room full of people, but we hid it where nobody knew it was in there, but yet it was in plain view. And we had people come and go. We did that for several years, and not one of those people ever saw that gun, felt that gun. That gun never bothered anybody. So
really?
We didn't know what to do after that.
Well, I'm pretty sure Obama would say that's an unscientific experiment. You did not have a control group.
Oh, but we did, and we logged it every day as to what
really?
It did and everything. So.
Well, they also believe, I mean... At the bottom line is all of us want to see less violence against innocents. That's the goal that we can agree on. What we disagree on is how to get to that point. And for some reason, the gun grabbers think that if the law-abiding citizens turn their guns in, that somehow fewer criminals would use guns. But how does that even make sense?
Well, you know, I mean, it's just, I'm looking at the criminal side of it. Let's just say I'm a criminal, and I picked out a school that I'm going to go attack. So I started doing my homework on the school, and I realized the guy that went ahead of me to go to the school, when he walked into the school, a guy came out from behind the desk and shot him. You know, he didn't get a chance to shoot anybody.
Yeah.
Chances are I'm not going to go to that school.
That's right.
I have to look for another one.
Well, there you go. Another argument for arming some of the school personnel. Let's go to another call, if you're okay. Pat in Texas. Pat, welcome to the show. You're on the air with Sheriff Pyman. Go ahead, sir.
I wanted to
or
say
ma'am.
That, and I haven't heard this mentioned lately, but many years ago in Kennesaw, Georgia, they passed a law that you had to have a gun in your house. And, of
yes.
course, law-abiding citizens. Didn't the crime rate drop 70%, the criminal break-ins drop 70% overnight?
Good question. Are you aware of the stats related to that, Sheriff?
I have heard of that, but it wasn't here in our area because they didn't have to pass a law like that. People had it anyway.
Yeah.
That's something that's just it goes back to the common sense thing, you know.
All right. Well, do you have a follow-up question, Pat?
I'm worried about taking the bullets, sale of the bullets away, and where do you hide those? I know Tupperware will hold things waterproof. I put matches in Tupperware and thrown it in the yard, and 2 years later, took them out and struck them. Now, that's the old Tupperware. The new Tupperware is microwave-proof. But I was wondering, how do you stop them from detecting that with a metal detector, the kind you go to the beach with and look for rings for your kids?
I can answer that. Living on a ranch in Texas, you throw all kinds of scrap metal all over the yard, which is pretty much already there anyway if you live on a ranch. Any other thoughts on that, Sheriff?
No, that's the way it works, though. And there's bullets buried that they can dig them up years and years from now. People have thought well enough ahead in advance that even if they pass stuff today, uh, they're,
I tell you, if one of Obama's minions wants to run a metal detector over, you know, 400 acres, go for it. that'll distract you while we restore liberty in the meantime. All right, let's go to another caller, and thank you for your call, Pat. Mariah in Iowa. Mariah, you're on the air with Sheriff Pyman from Kentucky. Go ahead with your call.
Hi,
your
question. How are you?
Doing great.
Hi, Danny.
Hi, how are you?
Well, I'm doing all right. I have a question for you. I need some clarity on it, clarification.
Go ahead.
With all this, after the president signed these executive orders and everybody went into panic, I know Alex had a few sheriffs on. Don't know whether it was you or Sheriff Mack. I'm in central Iowa. I have my county sheriff ran solely. He's a high profile individual.
Okay, caller, we're gonna have to go to break here real quick, but please. Oh, we're skipping it. Okay, I'm sorry. We're skipping this break. Go ahead with your question.
Thank you. I really want to get this out in the open. I think a lot of people are confused at what a sheriff. What is his duty when he is sworn in? This sheriff of my county was, like I said, a high-profile individual. He ran on his name. He was just elected to a second term from his previous job.
Your question is, what are the responsibilities of the sheriff?
The 10th Amendment. I called him. I wanted to know how he stood on the issue of if federal officials were to come in, does he have the right to say no, you know, this is my responsibility. These are the people that elected me.
Well, the short answer is yes, but let's let Sheriff Pyman answer that.
Yes, the sheriff is the highest elected official for law enforcement in your area. If it be the county, then that's the area. We're just like Kentucky. We're a sovereign state. They've tried to break that. What's happened over the years is the states have given up rights and things to the federal government. If you go back to the way the Constitution was made, that we're all individuals. Just like they're trying to make decisions in Washington for the people in Jackson County. All they can make is the decisions for a mass of people. I'm going to do a better job the people here are going to do a better job of electing somebody that's going to provide for our needs here rather than something federal. Now, the sheriff here knows your problems and situations and issues better than the federal people coming in. The federal people can pass those laws, but most sheriffs do not exercise the rights and authority that they do have because most of them aren't familiar with it.
That's right. So a sheriff can say, and if this is passed by the local voters, a law that says, let's say, a federal agent cannot enforce an unconstitutional gun confiscation in the county, a sheriff can legally stand on the road with force and arrest those federal agents, and that is all 100% protected under law.
Yes.
I hope it doesn't come to that. I would hope the feds would back down, knowing what they'd be facing, but I think that's what the caller was getting at.
Yeah, well, I think the way it's going to go, I don't think it's going to be the federal people come in to try to get the guns anyway, because most federal people I've talked to believe the same way that we believe. They swore an oath to the Constitution as well.
Yes.
And I think it's going to take outside of this country bringing people in and that are actually the ones that in the long run when it gets to that point. But the key is don't let it get to that point. Let's nip it in the bud right now and take control of what is already ours.
Well, I agree with you 100%. I know there are many very good men and women in the FBI, for example. Even in the ATF, in the DEA, sometimes I criticize the DEA for their overreaching raids. But, you know, there are good people in every branch, just as there are bad apples in every branch. But I think you're right. There are enough good people to prevail. But are you talking about like a Red Dawn type of scenario? Something really goes wrong and we have foreign troops in the country? Is that what you're...
Yeah, I think that's where your United Nations is going to play an effect.
Yeah.
As if something goes wrong or somewhere else, they send the U.S. boys over there. Something goes wrong here, they're just going to hold the U.S. boys back because they wouldn't do that. They're not going to go into some little woman's house that lives her closest neighbor's 2 miles away, and she's just there with her pets, and the only thing she has is a AK-47 laying by her bed to protect herself. I don't think they're going to take it from her.
No, and they will have to use foreign troops, but I got to tell you, every hunter in Texas can hit a blue helmet at 600 yards, so they're going to be in for a fight if that happens. Let's go to one more call, Austin in Ohio. calling in about the Obama inauguration. Austin, go ahead. You're on the air, sir.
How are you gentlemen doing today?
We're fighting for liberty, brother.
Oh, yeah, right on. I just wanted to speak my mind on something because this whole Obama inauguration is just a complete hoax. And I'm just seeing people around on social media and just everywhere in general just worshiping this puppet who kills kids with little drones. And it's just completely ridiculous how they just worship a puppet who's doing all of this stuff. And the sheep out here are just not doing any type of research out here. And they're making all these biased comparisons to Martin Luther King and all these pictures and stuff. And it's just completely demonizing.
Well, Austin, let me let you in on something here that I'm convinced, and Sheriff, you'll find this interesting as well. I'm convinced that about one third of all of the Facebook accounts and Twitter accounts are run by advanced linguistic robots. In other words, code that's been written to act like real human beings. You don't know that's even a real person. So a lot of that stuff, it's a completely, like you said, it's a complete hoax. It's a theater reaction that's made to appear as if it were real. Sheriff, directing the question to you, and thank you for your call, Austin. Have you seen some of this posts on Facebook about you that seem to be sort of maybe there wasn't really a person behind it, auto-generated type of thing?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. Well, they're out there. The robots are running the online world. Now, that's the thing about local government. When you spoke to your constituents on that YouTube video, there you were in person, face-to-face, eye-to-eye. That's real. But this stuff on Facebook, it could all be a hoax. We don't even know.
Very true. That's why I say when you're better off, and that's when the sheriffs on the level of the county level are going to make a lot better decision for his people, his constituents, than somebody
from
federal people.
That's exactly right.
And that's why they designed it that way.
Are you, I'm just curious, by the way, we need more people in positions of authority in America, people like you. And I'm sure you've heard that, and I know you're a humble person, but have you ever thought about, I don't know, running for Congress in the state of Kentucky, or taking on a position of more influence?
Well, I have. I've had people have talked to me a lot about that in the last week, and have offered avenues to do that. What I do is something like that. I just have to pray about it and to see the direction. There's nothing worse than to be out of the will of what God would have you to do. I mean, if my sole purpose in life is to be a sheriff in Jackson County and raise up some young men to go on and fill those positions and guide and direct them, then that's what I would do.
Absolutely. Well, that's the sense I get, that you are already a powerful, influential person just by the truth in your voice, the wisdom in your words. And without even ever stepping foot in the House of Congress, you are influencing minds right now in a positive direction that can influence generations to come.
Well, you know, people came before us. The generations before us were men and women that took a stand, and upon that stand, people reacted and moved with that, and that's why we are where we are today. I can still look back into my childhood and people that helped mold me, and it's the responsibility of us to mold that next generation. I may never be in Congress, but if I can mold a young man or young woman to go into Congress and to make the right decisions that are going to further benefit liberty and our area here, then that's what I'm doing.
Words of wisdom from Sheriff Denny Pyman of Jackson County, Kentucky. Thank you, Sheriff, for joining us today on the Alex Jones Show. Pleasure to speak with you again.
Thank you, sir.
And he's right. Life is fleeting, but principle lasts forever. Be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. travel. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.